Welcome to Ortho Tutorials. My name is Ezekiel Oburu. I am an orthopedic surgeon at Nairobi Spine and Orthopedic Center, and I also teach at the University of Nairobi. Our topic of discussion today is hereditary multiple osteochondromas. Hereditary multiple osteochondromas is a disorder characterized by multiple osteochondromas, which are bony outgrowths with a cartilaginous cap on the surface of long bones adjacent to growth plates. Hereditary multiple osteochondroma is formally known as hereditary multiple exostosis and is distinguished by the development of multiple osteochondromas. Osteochondromas can be associated with reduction of skeletal growth, bony deformity, restriction of joint motion, shortened stature, premature osteoarthritis, and compression of peripheral nerves. The median age of diagnosis is 3 years. Nearly all affected individuals are diagnosed by the age of 12. The risk of malignant degeneration to osteochondrosarcoma increases with age, although the lifetime risk for malignant degeneration is low at about 2 to 5%. So what is etiology? It is an inherited autosomal dominant condition and is associated with loss of function type of mutation in the tumor suppressor genes exostosin 1 and 2, which are responsible for synthesis of heparan sulfate proteoglycans, resulting in heparan sulfate proteoglycans deficiency and subsequent development of multiple osteochondromas. So how will these patients present clinically? The patients usually have a mildly short stature with nerve compressions caused by exostosis. In the lower limb, they may present with femoral shortening and limb length discrepancy, coxa valga, knee valgus, and patellar dislocation and ankle valgus. In the upper limb, ulnar shortening, radial bowing, radial head dislocation is usually common. Joint pain is a symptom of premature osteoarthritis. Most of these patients are diagnosed by the age of 12, and the diagnosis involves examining the knees, the shoulders, and the ankles. Many of them may have at least 6 osteochondromas. Osteochondromas can disrupt the growing diaphysis, causing limb length discrepancies and deformities in the distal femur, radius, ankle, and ulna. Aesthetic difficulties are more likely in the ribs and the proximal tibia, where exostoses are visible and palpable. With regards to the hip, these patients may present with coxa valga. In the knee, they may present with genu valgum. So how do we diagnose this? When examining the radiograph, you will see either a sessile, which is a broad base, or a pedunculated, which is a narrow stalk lesion found on the surface of bone. CT and MRI may better characterize the lesions. So how do we go about managing this? The principle of management is excision of symptomatic osteochondromas and removal of suspicious lesions. Painful lesions in the absence of bone deformity are treated with surgical excisions that includes the cartilaginous cap and overlying perichondrium to reduce or to prevent recurrence. Then you can go ahead, obviously, and treat the specific deformity. If it's a forearm, you may treat it by excision of the osteochondroma. You may correct the deformity. You may do an ulnar lengthening procedure. And if it is various areas, you may also address it with various surgeries to improve the alignment. Sometimes in the growth plates, especially in the lower limb, one may need to do hemiepiphyseodesis or osteotomy in order to regulate the amount of growth to avoid leg length discrepancy. So what's the prognosis? 5 to 10% of hereditary multiple osteochondromas undergo malignant transformation to chondrosarcoma, with proximal lesions more likely to undergo malignant transformation than distal lesions, and therefore these patients should be followed up. Thank you very much.